Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want to listen to it, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. I'd like to welcome right now Joanne Fisher. She is the Director of Radiology at St. Vincent's Regional Medical Center right here in Santa Fe, and Arturo Delgado, also from St. Vincent's. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
So we are here to talk about the free heart seminar, which is tomorrow from the very early hour of 7:30 in the morning until 12:30, a little afternoon. And this heart seminar is for people to come in and basically get screened in case they might have heart disease. Is that the idea?
That's correct. We're going to be having free blood tests that check cholesterol levels, which are obviously very important to detecting certain types of heart disease. This is a seminar that we're very fortunate to be able to provide to the public. Our partners are Women's Health Services and the New Mexico Heart Institute. And this is something that we try to do as far as reaching out to those that perhaps don't have an opportunity to have these types of screenings throughout the year. We're happy to do this. We're fortunate to be able to have the resources and to be able to have these partners to be able to put on these types of seminars. And we do different types of seminars like this throughout the year, and we're going to continue to do these things, so please keep an eye out for them. And again, they're usually free of charge. Sometimes there's other screenings that have minimal charges, but we always try to have a reduced charge for those who perhaps can't afford again, these types of screenings throughout the year. In this particular seminar tomorrow, I think we're at capacity right now, but please keep an eye out on our website for future types of programs that we offer.
And if people want to come tomorrow, they can't go?
Right now, I think 62 registrants, but please call anyway. Call anyway and check.
What's the phone number, by the way?
The phone number where they can call to pre-register is 955-9410, 955-9410.
So, Joanne Fisher, you do diagnostic testing for heart disease. First of all, at what age should people start thinking about this? And is that different for men and for women?
That really is a cardiologist question. Most of the time we see people, depending on their risk factors and family history of heart disease, and it's really an individual thing that you should talk to your cardiologist about or your primary care physician. And we do see people from the age of 30, to the elderly. So it's a wide range of people that we would screen for heart disease.
So when hearts stop working the way they're supposed to, what specifically goes wrong?
That again is really a more of a physician question, but I can tell
well,
you that
must. I mean, you're the ones who check who do the diagnosis.
We do, and we've recently we're really excited because we have a 64 slice CT scanner that we've just recently installed, and with that brings us the capability to really scan the heart and see the vessels. We're able to see vessels on end and do fly throughs of the vessel to see that vessels are clear of blockage.
Fly throughs?
Yeah, we call them fly throughs. And we have
what's a fly through?
It's actually visualizing the vessel like as if you were in it and going through that vessel. And
it's like a special movie special effect of
it is kind of
zooming into the body and going through the blood. You can do that. How do you do that?
Well, it's computer technology. I'm not exactly sure as far as the IT and engineering side of that. But
I mean, are you putting little people in the... I mean, not people, but little...
No, we're not. It's actually because the way that the computer can pick up from our CT scanner the images, it can reconstruct those images, and it will allow the radiologist or the cardiologist to view the heart and the vessels of the heart. They can actually subtract the heart muscle and look at just the vessels around the heart, or they can subtract the vessels and look at just the heart muscle. So there's a lot of different things with the 3D workstation that we have purchased with our 64 slice scanner. We are actually having our technologists go through some specialized training to reenact or reconstruct those images and allow us to really do some wonderful things with viewing the heart.
So what are you, there's this wonderful technology, and then you, the radiologist, what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for blockages, mostly in the vessel. A lot of times, you can find subtle abnormalities that weren't there before. So you may find a vessel that's coming into the heart in an incorrect position that may be causing the chest pain. And maybe they had no symptoms for a number of years, but now they do have symptoms. So scanning the heart, I mean, I saw a case of a 40-year-old who actually had no symptoms until, recently. And then when we scanned the heart, we were able to see that the vessel was inappropriately coming into the heart, and they were able to take her in and do open heart surgery to correct that. Trying to do a stent in our cath lab wasn't going to allow that person to get that diagnosis that they needed. So actually having the CT scanner and the technology that we have now, we will have that capability to look at patients on an individual basis.
I know you're going to say this is probably a cardiologist question too, but what kind of symptoms do people have when they have heart symptoms?
You can have chest pain, shortness of breath. When you're exercising, you can have exertion that you haven't felt before, maybe. High cholesterol, all of those kinds of tests would tell you that you're at risk for heart disease.
And there's been quite a bit of media about how symptoms are different for men and for women.
There are some differences, and with the population and obesity being part of what we as Americans are dealing with in that realm, there's just a lot of factors involved.
So there's blockages. Does that mainly come from dietary problems?
It can. It can be from a sedentary lifestyle as well. So there's a lot of factors as well that key into why there's blockages and calcium buildup in those vessels.
So what is blocking blood vessels? Is it mainly calcium?
A lot of times it is. It's calcium buildup or fat deposits that line the vessel and then actually constrict it off. A lot of times your body can adjust and it can reroute, like in your vessels in your legs, for instance. They can reroute and make new vessels, but in the heart, that's a little bit more difficult to do. And they, obviously your heart's the most important organ in your body. And so if you have a stricture or a blockage, you definitely will want to have that taken care of right away.
You can see from your diet that if people eat way too much fat, they get blockages in it. But why calcium?
Well, calcium is just, and fat deposits are just in human nature. I mean, in the human element of your body structure, that's something that happens. And in females, you'll see it a lot of calcium deposits even in your breast vessels. And so it's something that just happens with individuals.
And does exercise and diet make that happen less?
It's a good idea to follow a good exercise program and to eat right and exercise, of course, and try to avoid the fats, high cholesterol.
Now, what about strokes? Is that part of the kind of screening that you do, that you screen for risk factors for strokes?
We don't in radiology. We do scans to help diagnose that, but we don't do the screening pieces.
So does that factor in at all to this heart seminar? Arturo is nodding.
Yes, it does. The whole thing with recognizing the symptoms of cardiac disease, strokes, all of those are going to be part of the seminar, and they are so diverse. They, as Joanne was saying, there are so many elements and factors that play into that you need to be aware of the information that's out there to be able to recognize what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right, to be able to stay healthy and to avoid these types of things. I mean, sometimes they also can be hereditary. And so there's also steps that you can take to ensure that you at least reduce your risk of both cardiac disease and strokes. And that includes healthy living, managing your stress. And again, all of those will be topics that are going to be covered in the seminar.
So you've been doing radiology, Joanne Fisher, for 20 years or more?
Almost 20 years, yeah.
So how has the practice changed since you started doing it?
I've seen a lot of changes as far as diagnostic imaging, for one. We used to use dark rooms quite a bit, and it advanced to daylight processing where we didn't have to go into a dark room to run our films for chest x-rays and things like that. We've now advanced to having a PAC system at St. Vincent's that was installed about 2005.
A what system?
A PAC system, which is a picture archiving and communication system, which really allowed us to go to computer radiology, which allows us to get rid of the film and film processing chemicals involved with that. And we're really excited. We're hoping that in March our new DR room will be installed, which is a digital radiology machine. And that allows us to not use any kind of plates or cassette readers at all. It's just a digital detector.
So getting rid of the plates in the dark room and the chemicals is of course, wonderful. Do you get actually better pictures with the new technology?
We do in some cases. I would say that you're able to manipulate those pictures now because they're computerized or they're digitized, and you can darken or lighten them depending on what anatomy you're trying to look at in an image. So it does give the radiologist the ability to manipulate the image like a hard film would not. What you've got. So if it's a little bit dark or a little bit light, that's the film that the radiologist has to look at. And with the computerized and the digitized images, we're able to manipulate those images, make them darker or lighter, and zoom in on areas. So they have the ability to get better diagnoses, I believe, and they enjoy being able to not have to repeat and re-radiate patients.
This is something we were talking about a little bit before we went on the air, but I've always wondered whether people who are radiologists really get to have that much contact with patients, or are you always looking at just black and white pictures of bones and, you know, vessels and things like that?
A radiologist does get to go into rooms and actually perform procedures. Our interventional radiologist has a lot of contact with their patients, and we do floral procedures, interventional procedures.
Floral procedures?
Floral procedures, which allows us to view items in motion, so not just static.
It's not you're bringing them flowers.
No, no flowers. We have seen a lot of technological changes in CT. CT, you've probably heard of multi-slice CT scanning. Back in the 70s, you had single-slice scanners that, you know, really took a long time to scan, and patients had to hold very still to be able to capture the images. And now we've advanced to 4-slice, 8-slice, 16-slice, and we're lucky enough at St. Vincent's to have a 64-slice. And that's
what is being sliced?
Well, slices are images are captured in axial images are captured by slices, or what we call in technology with CT is slices. And the more slices you get, the faster you can scan a body part, of course. And we're able to scan a heart in about 4 to 5 seconds.
We're talking to Joanne Fisher, who's the director of radiology at St. Vincent's Hospital, and there is a heart seminar tomorrow. If you want more information about it, you can call 955-9410. And it may be full, but you should call and see if there's still room available. There are some free diagnostic tests for people who can't afford them, but, I mean, let's say you can't afford it, you get a free diagnostic test that shows you have something. How are you going to be able to afford to take the next step if you can't afford even to have a test?
Certainly, if you have a condition that's serious enough, I mean, the St. Vincent Regional Medical Center provides care to those, to the uninsured, underinsured, and certainly to those who can't afford it. Our doors are always open for those people. So, again, if you have a condition that's serious enough that requires immediate care, you will get the care that you need.
Arturo Delgado is Public Relations Manager for St. Vincent's Regional Medical Center, and Joanne Fisher is the Director of Radiology. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And once again, the number is 955-9410. We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR. And I'd like to welcome Elizabeth Rutka. She is with Petco, and there is a very interesting event happening, which is what? A pet Valentine's
pet party. Yep.
Valentine's pet party, that's tomorrow.
Correct.
And what is happening? I didn't know dogs celebrated Valentine's Day.
It's a new thing that Petco's doing this year to draw out people and their pets to get them to interact and everything, and to show the love that people have for their pets.
Now, I see a kissing contest. This is a little scary.
Yeah.
What's that?
We're going to actually be taking pictures of pet parents and their pets kissing.
Mm.
No reptiles, no amphibians, obviously. We don't want any salmonella going around. But then we're going to have it judged. Valerie Espinoza from the county is going to be coming out and doing our judging.
Our county clerk is judging a kissing contest.
Yes.
And what else is happening?
We're going to be doing Valentine's cards from their pets to their parents. We're going to be doing paw prints and then giving the cards to
from their pets to their parents, as
correct.
In, I love you, can I have another bone?
Correct. And then the parents can make a cookie for their dogs, decorate it and everything, and then give it to their dogs. Kong is sponsoring it, and they sent us all kinds of stuff, and we're going to be doing presentations on Kong products. They've got, like, little treats that you can put inside the Kongs.
Oh,
that,
right.
That's
those
what
things,
we're using
yes.
to decorate the cookies with.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. We've got a couple different rescue groups coming out this weekend doing adoptions. We've got a Greyhound Rescue in Espanola Valley, and Felines and Friends are going to be there. And we're going to be doing free hot dogs.
Can people actually adopt a pet that day?
Definitely.
There is. We've talked about this on the air before, but there is definitely an overabundance of cats these days.
Oh yeah, there always is an overabundance of cats. That's why spay and neutering is very important. Cats breed twice a year, and there's always kittens that need homes.
Right.
Cats get out, and they come home pregnant. And then parents don't know what to do with the kittens, and they drop them off at the local shelter.
Well, all of this is happening tomorrow at Petco here in Santa Fe.
Correct.
Where is Petco here in Santa Fe?
It's 2006 Rios by Hobby Lobby.
And that's not far from St. Michael's Drive.
Correct. We're actually on the corner of Cerritos and St. Michael's.
Anything else you want to let people know about?
We will be doing auctions for grooms, and all the proceeds from that will be going to the shelter to
auctions
help them out.
For grooms?
Yep. Like a silent auction. We're going to be giving away 2 free grooms.
Okay.
We're also doing a bed drive.
So if you have a poodle or some kind of hairy dog that needs,
exactly.
that needs to be groomed, okay.
A standard poodle is a $70 groom, and we're giving it away for free.
Okay.
We're doing a bed drive this weekend also, because Espanola Valley and other shelters are in desperate need of beds for their dogs and their cats. So we are doing a bed drive, and they are $10 at our store right now.
So if and people, can they also donate things they have? Like
definitely.
Like blankets and so on?
Definitely.
Okay.
You know, they can use everything they can get their hands on. It's big needs out there.
So all of this happening at Petco in Santa Fe tomorrow, what hours?
We're going to be having our rescue groups out at starting at 11. And the kissing contest is at 2:15. You can walk in and sign up. You win a free groom if you win the best kiss.
Elizabeth Redka, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break right now, and Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's here with us this Friday, as just about every Friday, speaking of the arts.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How's my microphone?
It's a little bit far from your face. We're going to make an adjustment now so that people can hear every dulcet tone from your larynx.
Wait a minute. What are you suggesting? My stuff's dull?
No. Dulcet. That means sweet.
Oh, well, in that case,
as
I
in dulce.
It. Oh, well, naturally. If you speak Spanish to me, that's a language of love. And it doesn't even matter if you know how to speak the language, because once the body language takes over, everything else. Anyway, did you know that... And I don't often advertise for people, but I got to just say this. Tikatu is this little animal doggy store in the Sambusco Market, and they're going to have Valentine adoption from noon to 3 on Saturday. And every week week they do monthly dog adoptions for different
every
groups.
Week they do monthly dog adoptions?
All you got to do is go over there Saturday from noon to 3 in the Sambusco Center, and they're going to probably be adopting for either the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, Greyhound Rescue, or a small dog rescue. And if you like dogs, then you can treat the doggy to a good home.
I love dogs. That's why we just had somebody on talking about the Dog Valentine's Day at Petco.
You just had that?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You were walking up to the table.
Oh, well, what do you blame me for not listening? I don't have a transistor or radio on me.
That's true.
What time is it?
The time is 8:27. We have oh so much time, Robert Knott.
Oh, we do. Well, first of all, there's many movies in town, and I urge you not to go see Strange Wilderness, even though I wrote a very funny review about it in today's Pasatiempo about the search for Bigfoot. However, one of our favorite movies from the film festival, Big Dreams Little Tokyo, is playing at the Film Center.
Oh, my God.
That was my favorite movie of the whole film. It's really worth going to see. And that's playing there. And there's a lot of the Oscar winners are all over town. And the Vince Vaughn Wild West Comedy Show comes to the Regal 14 today. Juno, which I found very enjoyable, still at the Vargas. I have not yet seen There Will Be Blood or Diving Bell. And Diva, the 1982 French picture.
Oh, that's a sweet film.
It is. It's resurfacing at 25 years restoration over at the screen. And Rob DeWalt wrote a nice little piece, sort of a memory piece about his recollections of first seeing the picture in today's Pasa Tiempo, which you can pick up for just 4 bits. And there's a lot of good stuff in there, including a great calendar of events from which I am going to pick some select shows.
Hey, before we get totally off of the dog theme, Small Dog Rescue is having an adoption on Saturday, tomorrow, the 9th of February. And you're not growling. You're just panting. Tomorrow from 3, from noon until 3, that is, at the Tropic of Capricorn.
Oh, yeah. And we're friendly dogs.
And she's got lots of dogs. She's got lots of cute little dogs.
And we don't chew pills.
You know what? She has. Here's what she said. A silky terrier boy, a tiny chihuahua girl, a beautiful girl rat terrier, a little gray poodle girl, a shih tzu mix girl, a strawberry blonde wire. Okay, we've got
to
talk about other things. But there's some really...
voice. All of a sudden, there's a sweetness in the light. They never talk about me that way. They say, what's that guy on Friday? Is that Robert? Nah, she sounds like William Bendix. But now she's talking about little dogs and stuff. Oh, the cute little chihuahua girl and the little shih tzu boy and... This is a fine how do you do. This is what I'm relegated to. It's a good thing I don't mind coming on here and being insulted every Friday. Okay, you
want
to know
that... You want me to talk about you like that?
Well, I think if you did on the air, people would talk, so here we go.
Oh, people don't talk?
I don't know. I don't know what they say. They probably, you know, the days where they used to email you like mass mailings and say, get rid of that guy, have seemed to come to an end. Either that or you're hiding them from me.
No.
Benchwarmers,
everybody
have you seen
loves
it yet?
You. No, I haven't seen Benchwarmers.
You haven't?
No.
It's a night of one exit at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's Benchwarmers 7, which means it's the 7th year. And I haven't seen it either, but I'm going to go this weekend or next weekend. The Playhouse is at DeVargas Street downtown. You can walk there from downtown if you're visiting. 988-4262. 8 one-act plays set on or around a bench, ranging from comedy to drama to everything in between, featuring local actors, writers, and directors, except for one play written by a Seattle resident. Also, Craig Smith did a really nice piece in today's Pasa Tiempo about this contemporary dance piece by, let's shall we say, mature dancers, those that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah, we had them on the air yesterday, actually, Encore. At the James A. Little Theater tonight and tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening.
You got it. There's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo on page 24. Here's a phone number, 982-9277. And again, it's at the James A. Little Theater, the School for the Deaf on Cerritos Road. And you can pick up tickets at Kicks Dancewear, which is on Cerritos Road.
Or get them at the door.
You certainly can.
Yes, you can.
Meanwhile, there's a community dance tonight. It's 50s and 60s rock and roll. Womp, bomp, woo, womp, bomp, bamboo. That's the kind of music I grew up to because my sister taught me how to dance to that stuff back in the early days of my, what do you call it when you're younger?
Your youth?
Anyway, that's over at the El Dorado Elementary School.
Or your youth.
Avenida Torreon in El Dorado. It's for younger people, but I suspect anybody can go.
As in, Mr. Gambini, what is a youth?
Anyway,
My Cousin Vinny. That's a great movie. Go ahead.
It is. I like that. What's her name? Marisa Tomei?
Yeah, Marisa Tomei. Her wardrobe in that movie makes the whole thing worthwhile.
It does, and I like her accent. 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, El Dorado Elementary School. You can't stop the beat, 50s and 60s, and it benefits physical education programs at El Dorado Elementary School. So it's like a sock hop. There should be more sock hops. I don't know why there aren't. Which brings me to a very...
You said that with such a serious face.
Well, I just get sort of...
I don't know why there aren't more sock hops. Because it's 2008, not 1954.
I get sort of, what do you call it, anticipatory about such things. Anyway, this is a strange thing, but there's an art opening on Sunday. I just got to talk about this for a second. Jenny Cooley Studio Gallery at 717D, as in Delightful, Canyon Road. She's having a reception on Sunday, from 2 to 5. It's some of her monoprints, which is fine, but also cross-dressing sock monkeys. What do you make of this?
I have no idea. You enlighten us, Robert.
I don't know. Like, who cross-dresses them? Do they do it to each other? Is she, like, surreptitiously doing the stuff in the dark? Why would you cross-dress a sock monkey? But I'm fascinated.
I didn't know sock monkeys had a gender to cross over into another one.
What do you mean you didn't have it? Didn't you have, like, stuffed animals when you were a kid, and one of them was a boy and one was a girl?
Yeah, but there was no way you could tell by looking at them.
That was the same with G.I. Joe and Barbie. How do you think I felt trying to figure that stuff out when I was 5 years old, and that's how I had to learn?
Some activist group some years ago bought a bunch of talking G.I. Joes where you pull the string and they talk, and then a bunch of talking Barbies, and they switched their voice boxes and then returned them to the store and got their money back. And so then people would buy Barbies that said, I'm going to go kick some butt. or people buy G.I. Joes that said, what should I wear today?
How come this stuff pervades your mind? Why is it every time I come out and try to talk about the arts, you interrupt with these sort of ancillary...
Because we have time. It's only 8:32. Go ahead. I'll be quiet now.
That's a strange story. That's not what
it's
I
true.
Did.
It's true. It's so funny.
Barbie doll when I was 7 years old. There's many openings tonight. Galleries through the snow. Oh, that's Christmas. Let's start with the Baca Street Studios at 926 Baca Street. Baca Love. Group show, reception 5 to 8 p.m. It's on Baca Street. You want to go over to Backstreet Bistro, one of my favorite sandwich joints on Camino de los Marques. They have New Horizons, paintings by Medina Croce, C-R-O-C-E. I never mispronounce names purposely. Reception 5:30 to 7:30. You want to go to the College of Santa Fe Fine Arts Gallery? They've got another engine, CSF Juried Student Show, Spring 2008. You want to go to Downtown Subscription? Seems more and more coffee houses are getting into the Art Act. They're doing Magic Letters, paintings by Eliza Schmidt, reception 4 to 6. We have art here on the walls at the Santa Fe Baking Company?
We do. It looks a little bit like paper marbling, only it's oil paintings.
Who's the artist?
I don't know.
Well, find out.
It doesn't say on the little pieces of paper.
Wait a minute. You're right. What does that piece of paper say to the left?
It says, this table is reserved for the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
That's the signage I'm reading. It's no wonder I go down one-way streets. A police officer pulled me over. I was in Europe for 2 years, and when I came back to the States, my first night back, I went down a one-way street the wrong way. And so a police officer pulled me over, and I was like, I've been in Europe for 2 years. I don't know what's wrong with me. And he accepted that, which was very nice of him.
That was very nice of him. I agree.
Santa Fe Clay has a group show called Red. I guess it's Valentine's Day, reception 5 to 7 p.m. They're over in the rail yard. And I got to mention the Lloyd Kiba New Gallery in the Institute of American Indians Arts Museum downtown, 108 Cathedral Place, called The More the Merrier. It's a group show celebrating Valentine's Day, reception 4 to 7, and they run through February. There's quite a few other openings. Pick up the Pasta Tiempo. It's got a nice listing of all the arts openings, at least to the best of our ability. We occasionally get it wrong. We occasionally don't get information, and we're doing our best. So thank you for supporting us there.
Oh, I got a note last week, which I forgot to read, from Helga Ancona, who DJs on KSFR jazz and Latin music. And she said the Works on Paper Gallery is a... Let's see, is that a new gallery? Oh, no, she just recently joined it. But they exhibit works, etchings, woodworks, monotypes, watercolors, etc., and that's at 229 A. Johnson Street.
And on Saturday, there's a couple openings, so bear with me. Karan Rulin Gallery, 225 Canyon Road. It's not Karen, it's Karan. Seeing Red, a group show, reception 2 to 4 p.m. on a Saturday. So if you feel like a Saturday afternoon reception on Canyon Road, swing by there. I like that lady. She's nice. And finally, Woodworkers and Friends Gallery in the Santa Fe Outlets has a group show of woodwork, paintings, and photographs. Reception all day long, 10 to 4, Saturday. Now, there's more theater Saturday night because Artemis is doing Be My Valentine. Do you know this guy?
No.
He's a very likable guy. I run into him in the laundromat sometimes. And he's doing a drag cabaret performance with musical accompaniment by bassist Lyra...
Oh, yeah, I've met Artemis.
Lyra Gordon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a first bassist or a second bassist, but clearly the guy's in a baseball league. Also, percussionist Andy Prim and pianist Elliot Fisher. They're all joining up at 8:30 tonight. No, Saturday night. Saturday night, 8:30, Silver Starlight Lounge. Down, 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 down. That sounds like it should have like a twang to it. Silver Starlight Lounge. Anyway, it's Artemis doing his stuff. He's at 8:30. You got to pay to get in. Here's a phone number. 4287781. And that same evening, I'm going to do some self-promotion here.
Yay.
Because I wrote a story about it. The Second City comes to the Lensic at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, that's great.
And I interviewed one of their new performers, Katie Rich, who you might recognize from Sonic drive-in commercials. So half my interview was about Sonic, which probably made the Second City people mad. But they live in Chicago. They're not going to get me, even though they have friends there that are sort of like goons that can find people like me in Brooklyn, which is one reason I came here to Santa Fe. But anyway.
What on earth are you talking about?
988-1234. See my Q&A with Katie Rich in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Hey, what is Second City? Explain that.
Well, what happened was, like, years ago, the founders of... This is a quick history lesson, and I did my research. There was a cow that belonged to Mrs. O'Leary, and for reasons nobody knows, I think somebody was tugging on the cow's ears. She kicked over a lantern, so she burned the whole city of Chicago down. They hadn't quite been built anyway. Nobody knew about Chicago until the fire. That was like 1906, which was the same time San Francisco was undergoing an earthquake, I think. I might be off by a few years, but that depends on how accurate the movie I saw with Time on Power is. Anyway, so... Then they said, gee, we got to rebuild the city. They said, everybody knows New York City is the best city in the world, and people like Robert Knott come from that place. I was being reincarnated in those
you
days.
You don't come from that place. You come from Newburgh.
Well, I'm pretty close. Anyway, so they said, but that's the first city. We got to think of it. And somebody said, wait a minute, boss, I got a great idea. We'll call Chicago the second city. They said, that's not very nice. I said, there's like 1,000 cities in the country. Being number two ain't bad. So they made themselves a second city. And so the second city troop took its name from that recourse of historical inaccuracy that I just depicted in my
I know, anecdote. But what did they do? This is the point, not how they get their name.
What do you mean?
What's their gig?
Who?
Second City.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chicago. Second City is an improv and sketch comedy. They started 50 years ago.
I know, that's what I want
ago.
You to talk about with the Whoa, improv and
well,
sketch
Well, they started
thing
doing stuff. It was like during the Beat period, and they were, you know, hanging around, and they came out of the, I'm going to get this wrong, the Compass Players, which Ted Flicker was part of, and I apologize if I'm getting it wrong. And they sort of segued into the Second City around 58 or 59, and people like Barbara Harris and Joan Rivers and Alan Arkin, who lives here in Santa Fe, all founded and or shortly after the founding came out of that sort of energized tackling topical commentary with humor, improv, involving the audience in sketches, having the audience throw Q&As at them. And that sort of continued on. And my understanding from talking to Katie Rich, who's in the Second City on this Saturday night, is that this show will be like a three-part program. And part of it is classic skits that have been done before, classic skits that they now have written, and also some improv. So you go, you see what happens. Is that a good refinement?
Yes, that's much better. Because
they're
absolutely
about the
brilliant.
Founding of Chicago.
No, I heard another story about the founding of Chicago, which is that the mafia in New York said, well, we like New York. There's a lot of crime and corruption and filth, but it's just not cold enough. Let's go west.
What do they need it to be cold for? To store the bodies? Don't make fun of those people. There's a few of them that are still looking for me up there. Java Joes, I'm loving Java Joes. They're doing From Abiquiú to Abstract, mixed media work by Hilda Kirshner. It's an exhibition, 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday at the Rodeo Road, Java Joes. Meanwhile, let's say you like classical music. You're one of those people that likes to go out and sit, close your eyes, and hear some people put some sonorous tunes on by mostly dead composers, although occasionally there's a live guy around. The Cantor Cum Novum is doing a rarely heard British works, 3 p.m. on Sunday at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. You got to pay to get in, 438-6581. The Santa Fe Community Orchestra is popping into the Lensic at 4 o'clock Sunday for music of Beethoven, Brahms, and others. They always do the and others, which makes me happy because, you know, if it's not Mozart, Bach, or Hayden.
You can't pronounce it.
You.
What were you going to say?
That's all right. You pre-anticipated my commentary.
There's no such thing as pre-anticipate.
Well, you're always precipitating what I'm about to say. The Serenata of Santa Fe is doing music for romantics. Chamber music of Tison Street, Peter Askim, who was interviewed in today's Critical Ear column by Craig Smith in the Pasatiempo, and your buddy Dvorak.
Dvorak.
Huh?
Yeah.
7:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Santuario de Guadalupe on Guadalupe Street, 989-7988. And finally, as if that's not enough, and by the way, they're all doing these Sunday, of course, the 6th Annual Champagne and Chocolate Sing-Along. Performances by members of the Santa Fe Symphony and Chorus, benefit concert for the Symphony's Fanfare Guild. 4 o'clock Sunday, where? Vanessa, where's that? On San Francisco Street. Got to pay to get in, Robert? You sure do. Phone number, 983-3530. What time is it?
8:41.
Okay, this is going to be good.
I can't wait.
Donovan, remember him from the 60s?
Yes.
What did he sing?
I don't know.
Well, Mellow Yellow, you remember that song?
Oh, yeah, Mellow Yellow. That was before my time.
I know that. I was around and you weren't. This is the same story we get into every time you proudly tell people we were born 20 miles apart. You don't want to say how much difference there was in years.
Whether it was 20 years.
That's right. So I'm the old guy and you're the young girl. It's like those animals you were talking about. Oh, look, the sweet little child.
But they've got a silky terrier.
And nobody wants a 14-year-old mutt that's got, you know, just put his face in the mud or something. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Donovan, he's coming to the Lensic, and Paul Weideman interviewed him in today's Pasatiempo. The show's at 7:30 p.m. Monday. Call the Lensic, 988-1234. A lot of stuff happens at the Lensic. It's not all Lensic-sponsored, and it just turns out that you and I are often promoting exciting events that happen there, so that's just the sort of coincidence. Al Stewart, one of my favorite songwriters from the 70s, is opening for Donovan. Remember that song, Year of the Cat?
Year of the Cat.
I love that tune.
I know, but the sequel, Year of the Dog, was better.
I never heard that. Are you joking?
Yes. Sorry.
Tuesday night, you want to hear some readings. It's 5:30 p.m., and for reasons inexplicable to me, you're downtown near the plaza. Collected Works Bookstore, counter corner catty corner, sort of across the street from the Leinzig, is doing a reading by a couple of poets, V.B. Price and Miriam Sagan.
When's that?
5:30 p.m. Tuesday at Collected Works. No charge.
Fabulous.
That same night, I got to mention this, Troy Lavata is going to be giving a speech. It's part of Southwestern Archaeology, Faking the Past. He's an author and also an assistant professor at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. And this is part of the School of American Research's Sparks Offbeat New Mexico series. So that day at 3:30, if we have it correct, at the School for Advanced Research Boardroom, 660 Garcia Street, he's doing a free lecture, Faking the Past. Here's a phone number, 954-7203. And I have to credit Paul Weideman. He did a really nice story on this in today's Positamba, because Troy Lovato basically talks about how sometimes we say things happened in certain places and then they didn't. Like we say the Chaco Canyon Indians lived here and then it turns out they didn't live there. Or like we do those historical reenactments. You know, like those little towns you visit where the locals dress up as like colonials and they sell you soap. And then they say, and on this day in 1742, and you don't bring a dictionary or your laptop. You don't try to check the facts. I'm not suggesting they're erroneous, but...
You're not?
No, but that he's got some interesting points about all that, how it's good to have this sort of revival of history, but how sometimes things aren't right. I'm sort of paraphrasing this in a really poor way, aren't I?
I don't know. No, you're doing great, Robert.
Oh, good. Thank you. Well, that's 3:30 at Tuesday. Got through that. Lannan reading. Poets Eamon Grennan and Dinah Sodrisco are going to talk 7 p.m. Wednesday. Guess where?
The Leinzig.
The Leinzig.
You know, I would just like to say that the Lannan readings and conversations, sometimes they have very well-known authors and so on who are doing their readings. And sometimes they have people who are a little bit lesser-known, and they're all good. And so if this is a lesser-known person, just be simply because it's the Lannan reading conversation series, you're pretty much bound to have an enlightening and enjoyable time.
I'm in total cohesion with you, and I got to tell you something.
Tell me.
I'm not going to get myself too much trouble by saying this because you and I both know I'm not an intellectual. But this guy, when I read the story about him in today's Pasta Tampa, God, how many times have I plugged that? He sounds so down to earth and so like real about his poetry, as opposed to some people who come here and they're like, so what do you call it when somebody's sort of abstract and obtuse?
Annoying.
Well, anyway, this guy sounds interesting. Go to Eamon Grennan and Dennis O'Driscoll. 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and they replay these things on your radio station, don't they?
They do, but it's nice to be there in person. And I'd just like to say thank you to the Lannan Foundation, who sponsors so much incredible activity here in this town and beyond.
Good for them. They're one of many great groups in town. This is still a really strong literary town. And that brings us to... Sex on Vinyl, Valentine's Day Party, Thursday night at the Lodge at Santa Fe on St. Francis Drive, 21 and over. Ooh, woo, 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 woo.
That means that there are adult beverages there.
Rob DeWalt wrote a piece about it in his Soundwaves column, and you got to pay to get in. Performances by DJs Melanie Moore, Federici, Ben Wright, and others, 9 o'clock to 2. So you want to dance, dance, dance? Sex on Vinyl Valentine's Day Party, Thursday night.
Hey, in honor of Valentine's Day, I brought in one of my favorite cartoon books called Love is Hell.
Oh, that's that guy with the, what's his name?
Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons.
That's right, he's like the bunny guys, but they're not quite bunnies.
Yeah, they're kind of bunnies, but he says, what the great philosophers have said vis-a-vis love. Bertrand Russell, love is a slippery eel that bites like hell. Kierkegaard. Love is a perky elf dancing a merry little jig, and then suddenly he turns on you with a miniature machine gun. And then finally, from Nietzsche, love is a snowmobile racing across the tundra, and then suddenly it flips over, pinning you underneath. At night, the ice weasels come.
What about love is a traveler on the river of no return? Have you heard that one?
No.
Well, that's now I can edify you with some...
edify us.
I'm going to do some, what do you call it, when you correlate stuff and put it all together. What time is it?
It's 8:46.
All right, I'm not trying to be too naughty, and I know people want to hear about the arts listings, but this is true. I had a dream last night.
You did?
Yes. It was only 2 minutes long. It was 1957, and it's a strange thing, because occasionally I get these flashes where I'm in a specific time
now,
period.
Now, even you weren't even born yet.
I was just about, but not quite. You're absolutely correct. But anyway... I overcame this ridge overlooking the sea, and this was like a minute long, and I was so delighted. This is PG-13, but it's not too naughty. And down below in the water was swimming Jane Mansfield, Mamie Van Doren, and Marilyn Monroe, and none of them had any clothes on. And it was delightful, and they all smiled at me, and then I woke up. What do you make of that?
I am not your psychiatrist, Robert. I will not comment on that.
Now, wait a minute. I come on the show every week for 3 years, and she always has a comment. All of a sudden, the first time I put my... But this is strange, because I saw Marilyn Monroe in a clip singing that song, River of No Return, and then you just were talking about love. You never heard that song?
Not sure.
It's a terrible movie, so you just tune in at the beginning, and Robert Mitchum sings the song over the credits. Then you tune in at 5 minutes before the end. And Marilyn Monroe's in this red corseted saloon girl outfit, because it's set in the 1880s, and she's on a piano, and all these guys with perfect, what do you call it, when the chorus comes together in perfect pitch and tone? You know, perfect pitch and tone. What happens when everybody sounds...
They sound good.
Okay, so they sound... Anyway, they back her up. And so she sings, and I can't sing like Marilyn, but you were talking about love. So I'll just do a couple bars from it,
okay.
And then I'll drink some water. Let me see. Hold on. I just forgot the lyrics. Oh, wait. There is a river called the River of No Return. Sometimes it's peaceful and sometimes wild and free. Here comes the part you need. Love is a traveler on the river of no return, gone, gone forever in the midst of a stormy sea. Then the chorus goes, Waylory, I can hear that river call. Backup guys go, no return, no return. Waylory, I can hear my lover calling me. You never heard that song?
No.
That's a great song. It's a terrible movie, but it's a really good song. I tune in just to hear the music. What the hell were we talking about before then?
I don't know, but we just got a note written in pen on a napkin about Persepolis, which is a movie. It's actually an animated movie taken from a graphic novel. Have you seen it? A good friend of mine wrote me and said, you've got to go see this movie, which is at the CCA.
I haven't seen it, but the only time I was ever kidnapped, the kidnappers put the ransom note on a napkin like this.
The New York Times says, enthralling, the same history translated into live-action drama could never be depicted with clarity and narrative drive of this simple animation. What is it history of? Anyway.
Persepolis at CCA.
Yeah, it's basically it's by an Iranian author, and it's about her family's life in transitional Iran.
During the revolution and after.
Yep.
Star Party. And we're not talking about the Oscars. The Night Sky program of the New Mexico Heritage Preservation Alliance, they're going to give a laser tour, which excites me because I keep thinking of Star Wars, of major stars and constellations, as well as telescopic exploration of celestial bodies. I've explored a few of those myself, but I didn't need a telescope to do it. You get arrested for that stuff. Although when I used to live in New York, I did have a pair of binoculars because the birds at night were quite invigorating.
I take no responsibility for what Robert and I was talking about.
Tonight, you can meet at Hyde Memorial State Park Lodge on Hyde Park Road, which is 8 miles north of Santa Fe. And it's at 7:30 p.m. and it's free. And you get to go and look at the skies, assuming it's a clear night, and I think it's going to be. And it's 989-3696, and you get hot cider and cookies, and you get to look at some celestial bodies, which is what happened in my dream last night when those three popped up. But anyway, and next week in PASA, I think Elizabeth Kirk Romero's going to have a piece about night sky art. But that's it. When you were a kid, did you like to go to the, what do you call that thing?
Planetarium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me
loved
too.
It.
What were some of your favorite constellations?
Orion was my favorite for some reason.
Really?
Yep.
Remember that song from that show, Paint Your Wagon? Orion, ooh, Orion, they call the wind Orion. What was Orion? Was he the hunter?
Yeah.
I remember that guy. Wasn't he after, what's her name, the one that turned into a fawn or something?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were always getting in trouble up there in the skies. No wonder they think we're in bad shape. Barry Krakow is going to talk about sound, sleep, sound, mind. 7 Keys to Sleeping Through the Night, 3 p.m. Saturday. It's a free talk at Borders on Montezuma Avenue. That's the Borders downtown, not the one in Zafirano. He belongs with the Mamonides, and I never pronounce these things purposely wrong, Mamonides Sleep Center. So if you're having trouble sleeping, assuming you're not taking a nap, get over there and listen to this guy at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Remember when what was that funny thing where the one guy said, I have, amnesia, which is when you can't sleep at night? And the guy says, I've got, what do you call that?
Insomnia.
I've got insomnia. I can't sleep. What do you recommend? And the doctor says, get plenty of rest. That's hilarious. Anyways, it's not funny for people that can't sleep, but I sleep very well. I have nice dreams.
Yeah, meanwhile, as we know. Annette, as everybody in the Santa Fe Taos Albuquerque corridor knows. Now,
Annette Barnett, the same afternoon over at Hastings at Guadalupe Street, will be signing copies of One World, Many People, Anthropology Made Fun for Kids, which sounds great. Now, quickly, do you know the difference between anthropology and archaeology?
One is about people and one is about digging things out of the ground and finding things out about people.
That's right. Last week I got the whole thing off wrong with the dinosaurs, remember? Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars are playing on Saturday night. Traditional West African music at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on 27 Fireplace. 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at the Lenzic, and that's the phone number, 988-1234. Now, let's say it's Friday. It's about 8 o'clock, and you say, gee, I want to get out somewhere, have a beer, and maybe dance. Or at least hear some music.
8 in the morning? Oh, you mean 8 at night.
No,
okay, go ahead.
I don't start drinking till the show's over, although sometimes I feel like having one before I get on to face you, because you're always living my spirits. Anyway, tonight, here's a various...
I think you just insulted me, but I'm not even sure.
No, don't even think about it. What time is it?
8:53.
Great. Tonight, Hotel Santa Fe, Ronald Roy Bell, 7 o'clock. La Casa Sena has the best of Broadway and jazz. They're down on Santa Plaza off of Palace Avenue. In El Paseo, Moby Dick, Santa Fe's only Led Zeppelin tribute band, plays at 9:30 p.m. You've got to pay a cover charge.
I wonder if other cities have multiple Led Zeppelin tribute bands.
I can't imagine they do, but you never know.
You never know.
The Lodge Lounge at the Lodge of Santa Fe has Karma Lodge, which is House and Hip Hop, at 10 o'clock tonight. The Santa Fe Brewing Company has the Hoodoos. They can make you rock and roll tonight, doing some blues rock, 8 o'clock. The Bill Hearn Trio, doing some honky-tonk and folk at 6:30 p.m. at 2nd Street Brewery. I hope he does that song Amarillo by morning. I love that song. Tin Star Saloon has Alex Mariel Band doing blues at 9:30. You got to pay to get in. That's tonight, and I will give you a brief recitation of what's happening Saturday night. At the Cowgirl, Todd Tijerina Band doing blues at 9 o'clock. You got to pay. They're on Guadalupe Street. El Farol has Latin Night, 7:30 p.m.
Yay.
Canyon Road, no cover. Evangelos has the Rattlers, rock and blues at 9 o'clock. Slight cover charge. This is Saturday night. Meanwhile, La Casa Sena, once again, the best of Broadway and jazz. Los Mayas has Antonio Mendoza doing Spanish guitar at 6 p.m. Saturday. No cover for that. And the Tiny's has Showcase Karaoke at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. We should do karaoke one night. What song would you sing if you were karaoke?
Let's see. Esclavo Llamo. But they probably wouldn't have the parts with just the musical part to that.
They'd probably make you do You Light Up My Life.
Oh, gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun to see you do?
You know what? There's a great thing on YouTube. It's a videotape from 1979 that's now on YouTube of Patti Smith singing You Light Up My Life on the show Kids Are People Too or something like that.
Oh, I remember that show. Yeah, that was on Channel 5 in New York when I was growing up.
It's surrealistic.
YouTube is terrific.
Yeah, it is.
Short subjects are coming back. The Three Stooges would do great today with YouTube. Are we done?
We are done. Robert Knott, we've got a couple of minutes left. We've got 2 minutes left.
Oh, really? Well, you've got to take into account the beautiful picture of the Dalmatian doggy licking up a ball in the snow on the final frame of the Pasatiempo.
That is a very cute picture.
If you're looking to be, and there's a picture on Mary Charlotte's laptop of her being kissed and loved by two puppy dogs.
Yep.
I think she has three in all. There's a lot of groups in town, nonprofits, looking for some help. You want to help out with the George O'Keefe's educational programs? Give them a ring, 946-1013. Santa Fe Children's Museum, which, by the way, always has fun stuff for kids. You should take a look in today's Pasatiempo to see what they have. They're looking for adults and teen volunteers to help out. Call 989-8359. Site Santa Fe needs volunteers. Call Katie over there, 989-1199. Some of the museums, some of the performance groups, Red Thread, Wise Fool, they're all looking for people, and we do have a section in our calendar telling you where to go to find this stuff. So,
we're looking for people to do what?
They're looking for people to when you help for free. They're looking for
volunteers.
Yes. I had a rough morning. I had a strange dream, and now I'm singing River No Return, and then you discombobulate me, and I come on and try to be...
I discombobulate you?
It's fairly suave, and I come off, you know, like, what was that guy that used to have the sock puppet?
You are
Senior
suave.
Senor Wences. I am?
I think you're suave.
That's nice. This looks like a mini Eiffel Tower.
But it's the FM antenna so that we have good sound here on our headphones.
That's what that is?
Uh-huh.
When did you bring
it? It looks like
along?
An obelisk. It's actually been here, but it was in a different place, and now you're seeing it. But since our audience at home and in their cars can't see it, We're moving right along. Robert Knott
That's
is
why
the,
we try to visualize stuff for him.
Yeah, it looks sort of like an obelisk. There's another obelisk sitting next to it. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Positempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he is not an obelisk.
Good seeing you.
It's great seeing you, too.
That was a little rocky, but we made it.
It was rocky.
I got till next week to reconsider.
Was it my
myself.
Fault?
No, you didn't do a thing. It was just me. I don't know. I think that Dream 7 is a stupid song. I get caught up in these dumb... I try my best, and the next thing you know, it's 8:58, and, you know...
Well, it's so funny that you say that, because it is 8:58.
I lost my love on that river.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz a la carta. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Along with Robert Knott, we'll see you soon. You can keep singing.
Gone forever on the river of no return.
Ciao.
Adios.